Sinderhelmina broadcasts to the people of the occupied Netherlands today. It's the third anniversary of the invasion of the Netherlands and Belgium. Her broadcast went out from Radio Arif. Here is her voice. In this passage, she reaffirms the faith of the people of the Netherlands that their country is immortal and that it will rise, free, and reborn.
They let them put faith in us from a clue that Nederland is scarcely, and of all the evil things on Nederland, that it shall upstand, pray and her burden, that Nederland India, that ons gehele reis zal herreizen, harder aan een gesloten dan ooit tevoren. Zo waar als de geest van strijdend Nederland en ons allerlief, deze vaderland.
The anniversary was celebrated in London by a gathering of Dutch people on the site of the bombed Dutch church in Austin Fire. Mr. Pierlo, the Belgian Prime Minister in London today, paid tribute to the Belgian patriots who had been shot by the enemy. The list of martyrs was a long one, and it would be longer before the war was over. The Belgians who were carrying on the fight over here realized that their brothers in Belgium were preparing the way for the Army of Liberation. That's the end of the 9 o'clock news.